Sasha, it's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Faro, the report you helped put out this week basically found that Massachusetts is doing a poor job of helping people have good deaths. How are we failing?
I would say we're doing a poor job of making sure that in the last part of life, people are taken care of the way they would want to. But actually, we're like every other state in the country, practically. We do not have a healthcare system in this country that makes sure that when an ultimately fatal illness is diagnosed, that the doctors make sure the patients understand the wide range of ways of taking care of them, and that that's always what happens. And this report lays out a roadmap with the best expertise we could find in the Commonwealth and nationally about how we can make sure soon that everyone in the Commonwealth can know they're going to be taken care of the way they would want to up through the end of life.
So you recommend, for example, that people have more access to hospice care and palliative care because those often let people die in a less medically intrusive way. What else can we do to make people's deaths better and gentler?
It's not that more people need to have hospice or palliative care, even though every study shows more people would want that. They also need access to any hospital, life-prolonging care, if that's what they want.
Your report found that something like 80% of people say they'd like to die at home, yet something like 80% of people die in a hospital. Why is it that what we want is so different from what actually happens?
When a crisis happens that you haven't thought about, default is try to save life, try to save life, try to save life. That's actually, I think, the right default if you don't know something different. The problem is that many people, if they had been invited to think about this in advance, would have said, gee, if the choices are 1 in 100 chance of getting through this in the hospital, or you can guarantee I can be home for my last days or weeks, I would choose home.
So are you saying that if we want to avoid dying in a hospital, being kept alive longer than we wanted to, with tubes all over us, it's as simple as making very clear what we want and making sure our family knows and our doctors know? Is it that simple?
And making sure that the healthcare system is held accountable for having your preferences when you're in the emergency room. If your doctor's talked to you about this and has documented, in other states, EMTs can dial into something with a secure code and they can find out in minutes what it is that you would want. And if you said absolutely always want to be at home, the EMTs don't bring you to the hospital.
Your report basically finds that the government and the healthcare system isn't giving people the sort of deaths you think they deserve. And in reality, it's families and friends and neighbors and community that often care for people as they're getting old. So if we can't rely on the healthcare system and the government to do it all or to do it well, what should society be doing? What should community be doing?
The healthcare system ultimately gives people what they insist on. Frankly, a lot of what people most need when they're sicker or frail and what they most remember is not the doctor. What's most important is the kind of time they had with their family, the kind of support they had with neighbors, the messages they were able to give to their grandchildren, the things they were able to hear their grandchildren say. What the doctors in the healthcare system need to do is make sure that medical things are addressed in a way that the human qualities of that latter phase of life have a chance to actually blossom. I've found that often when people realize the time left is shorter than they ever hoped, that if the doctors and nurses do their job right, that time can have some of the most wonderfully treasured moments, days, at any time in your life.
Dr. Faro, thanks for talking with All Things Considered.
Thank you.